presentation. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and 5 days a week I'm in here spending a half hour with you on the Refresh Radio program. So thank you for joining us today. We truly appreciate you making this part of your day. Pray that it is a blessing to you, and it is making your life a little bit better or a little bit more enjoyable, and your walk with Jesus more fruitful, and raising us up to be more and more faithful. So I want to let you know about a special event that's coming up on Tuesday, on March the 21st. I'm going to be speaking at the Fuel Ministries Luncheon at Sonny's Barbecue on Courtney Parkway, just a little bit north of Merritt Avenue. Meets at 11 a.m. I look forward to seeing you there. I've been to several of them. I haven't got to make all of them. Schedules have been a little in flux so far in the springtime here, but it's a relatively young meeting. It's only probably a couple of months old. And so if you'd like to come out and hear me speak live, I will be sharing there 11 a.m. Tuesday, March the 21st at Sonny's Barbecue. The food is free, but they do ask you to bring a love offering to help cover some of the cost that is there. So it doesn't do anything for me financially or monetarily. It's everything that you bring and leave for the food that goes to pay for the restaurant's expenses. And so they recommend that you bring like a $10 offering to help cover that. So that's coming up this week, and that ties in with what we are going to be talking about on today's broadcast. So we do have coming up this week our regular Sunday services, Sunday school. We have a kids class, a teens class, an adult class, and then Sunday morning during worship, we have children's church. They start out with us, sing one song, and then we pray over them, and they go over to children's church, and then so that's at 10:30, and then Sunday night we have some missionaries that are going to be with us, as we do almost every month, and so we're looking forward to hearing what God has laid upon their heart. So we are currently going through these declarations, confessions that people are recommended to pray over themselves to help them remember who they are in Jesus Christ. This is a list that has been compiled by Pastor Craig Groeschel out of Life Church in Oklahoma. And if you would like a copy of them, you can contact us at Merritt Assembly of God, and we will be happy to email those or mail you out a copy, whichever you prefer. You can reach us by calling us at 321-454-4263. Leave us a message. You can mail in a request to 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. You can like us on Facebook. You can send us a message there. It's Merritt Assembly of God. You can also reach us via our website, merrittassembly.com, and leave us a message, and we'll be happy to email you. We're not trying to get you to support the financially. It's an absolute free thing. It was free to me. It's free to you. And so that's the way that I look at it. So if you would be blessed by that, give us a call, and we'll be happy to get one of these out to you as soon as we possibly can. Today we are going to be in Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 17. Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Today's declaration that we're going to be looking at is, "I seek friendships with other godly men to sharpen my perspective." And so you can see that this ties in nicely with what's coming up on Tuesday, the Fuel Ministries Luncheon, where it's men getting together to talk about faith, unity, evangelism, and leadership. And so we would love to have you come out. It's a kind of a confined space there in their little meeting room that they've just constructed there at Sonny's Barbecue, but we can get about 25 or 30 guys in there, I would say. And so we would look forward to meeting you, and you can put a face with a voice, and I would look forward to getting to meet some of you for the first time. So this verse is, as iron sharpens iron. Guys, I want to tell you something. There has never been an overabundance of men, and there is currently a shortage of men who are actively pursuing all that God has for them. There is a shortage of men and godly men in our society. I am so thankful for what Promise Keepers did, probably starting 20 years ago, emphasizing godly men. And you say, well, that's just your perspective. But I want you to know there were two ladies that were having a conversation here that I happened to overhear, and they were talking amongst themselves about the shortage of godly men in our society. And I think that shouldn't be the case. I think that one of the reasons that Satan fights against men so much is because he knows how effective we are. Listen, I value godly women. I've got a godly wife. I've raised two godly daughters. I've raised a godly son, and he's married to a godly daughter-in-law. I'm thankful for the godly people that we have in our life. But there is something about men that is under attack in our current society. That, we talked here on yesterday's broadcast about guarding our eyes, because the devil wants nothing more for you than to be bound in pornography, to be addicted to alcohol, to be consumed with the rat race and trying to keep up with the Joneses, and to be completely isolated from other men in your life. But I want you to know that God wants to utilize you as a gift to other men in this community, and he wants to utilize other men as a gift to you in your community. And so we are very desirous of raising up godly men. Once a month we have a meeting, and it's coming up not Saturday, but a week from Saturday we will have our men's breakfast. And it's not that it's the greatest food in the world. It's not that, we don't have anything to do. But we're going to be getting together, we're going to be eating, and we're going to be praying for one another and trying to make each other and propel one another to be the best that we can be. This says it's iron sharpens iron. There are going to be times when there is friction that is going on in a relationship where you are trying to make one another better. Now, this needs to be a relationship that is done in agreement and in unity. And so we're not sitting around just arguing all the time. That's not what it is. It is sitting around and say, okay, this is something that I see. It's a perspective. And so I'll share with you my perspective, and then you can share with me yours. That's really what we need to be. It says, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. I have this very dear friend at church. He's been part of our church for almost as long as I've been the pastor there. Not quite, but our relationship goes back over two decades. And this was a long time ago. We were standing outside of church one night, and we were talking, and all of a sudden he reached up and just slapped me on the cheek. And he got this look on his face. His eyes got great big, wide open, and his mouth, and he just held up his hand and he showed me the dead carcass of a mosquito that was biting me on my face. Now, you would have to understand that this man, he was looking out for me. And so, if you just reach up and pop somebody on the face, a lot of times they're going to take that the wrong way. But I knew this man, that he was not going to be doing it. And so I looked at him and I said, brother, I trust you. If you slap me upside of the face, there's a good reason for it. And so I told that story in church one night, and another man took a pen and he kind of drew just a little, an ink, drawing of a mosquito carcass. And he came up and slapped me on the side of the face and said, I ain't buying it. I'm inside. And so, you know, I don't encourage people to just go up and slap one another. You know, there needs to be a reason. The Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And so when we realize that we are better together as godly men than we are apart, we're going to seek out those relationships. The Bible talks about there is safety in the multitude of counselors. You'd find that in Proverbs chapter 15. Verse number 22. And so I ask you this question. Could we be better husbands if we sat down with one another and had discussions about best practices? You know, we've got some missionaries in our church that have ministered in Fiji. And they described how when they first got to Fiji, that there was a cultural norm in that society that caused men to treat their wives in a very, very bad manner. It wasn't healthy. And so when they got there, they began to teach men how they are supposed to treat their wives. And so we've talked about that out of Ephesians chapter 5, that we're supposed to love our family like Christ loved the church. And they said, now, when you go there, you will see an entirely different dynamic of how pastors treat their wives and the men in the churches treat their wives. And so light is taking place, and it all happened because some people went in and said, we're going to see about if we cannot make better men in our society. Guys, there is a difference. I mean, not only is there a physiological difference, there is an emotional difference in the way that we are made up, and too much of society right now is trying to undermine the role of men or minimize the role of men in our society, trying to transform the mindset of men in our society to where we are just these little doormats that that society gets to walk on. I want you to understand, and please don't take this as a sexist remark or anything like that, because it is really not that. I appreciate the way that that God created my wife. My wife has giftings that I do not have. We complement one another, and so when I operate in the giftings that God has given to me, that doesn't mean that I think less of her. Listen. One of the things that I was attracted to in my wife was the fire and the zeal that she had inside of her for the things of God. And that same zeal exists in our kids as well. And so we are extremely passionate about that. It's not that I believe that women are supposed to be weak. The word that is used in Proverbs 31 for the virtuous woman is also the same word that is used of Gideon, O mighty man of valor. So ladies, please don't think that I'm saying this and trying to minimize your role. I believe that God can use you in a powerful way, and he wants to use you in a powerful way. But I also believe that he wants men of strength, men of holiness, men of power, men of faith. I believe that he wants women of strength, women of power, women of great spiritual accomplishments, men of the word and women of the word. I believe that we need to be working to make one another better. And sometimes the best way to do that is to humble ourselves and say, hey, is there a better way to do this? Through the years, I've encountered a lot of different construction people. And sometimes I've had different construction people working on similar projects. I think of one type of project in particular that I've had three different contractors that have dealt with it in the course of over 20 years. Actually, it's four. Four different contractors who've done the exact same project in different places at different times, and each one of them thought that they had the best technique. And so the first person that came along, he said, this is the only way to do it. This is the best way to do it. And it turns out that wasn't the best way to do it. But this person had to constantly be told they were right. And so they insisted on doing it their way. And then another person came along and they did it in a different way and different area. And I said, you know what? I think this way is a little bit better than that way. And then there were people that came along and they did it a different way. And I said, that's the best way that I have seen it done so far. And so I'm constantly looking for a better way. That's why I'm a student of the Word, is because the Word says, you know, that there's a better way. Apollos was preaching, and there were some people who took him aside and said, we want to show you in the Word a better way. And they introduced him to Jesus. He had a limited knowledge of the Word, and they expounded the Word of God to him, and they made him a better and more profitable member of the body of Christ as a result of it. Guys, is it okay if we submit ourselves and say, and make ourselves vulnerable and say, there's an area that I need help in? Because the devil will try and convince us that it's a bad thing to make yourself transparent and vulnerable so that, you know, you never improve. I believe also this, that together we are better than we are individually. And so I think that I have a role to play in the body of Christ. I want to make men who are champions for Christ. One of my goals right now is to increase the number of people that I can speak into their life and influence them in a positive direction. I'm trying to get better because I want to make men and women and boys and girls better servants for Jesus Christ. So I'm not sitting on my laurels. I'm not going to be comfortable until I get to that place where I can say, God, I have finished the task that you have set before me. I have run my course. I have finished my race, and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I want to be the best that I can be. And so that means that there are going to be some times when I'm going to have to ask for some advice. I'm going to have to ask for some outside help. And in fact, in order for me to get to the radio station at times, I have to ask for some help. My car was in the shop here not too long ago, and so I went out and bought a bicycle so that I could get to the radio station. And one of people said, you know, hey, you could call me for a ride. Well, I also have another motive, and that is I want to exercise more, so that I can get rid of some of this excess weight. I want to be fit not only spiritually, I want to be fit physically, mentally, emotionally. I want to be the best that I can be. And so I was working on that. And the second time that I tried to implement that strategy, I picked up a nail in my bicycle tire. It was a brand new bike. I mean, it didn't even have 15 miles on it yet. And I picked up a nail and ruined the tire. And I said, you know, I can either be upset about this or realize that God orders my steps, and he is taking something that could have been bad out of the circumstance. I believe that God is going to lead us from strength to strength. And so if God orders my steps and I have something that came up in the plan, I don't need to get mad and throw a temper tantrum about it like sometimes we men maybe have a tendency to do. I just say, you know what, God, you know, I know this. You're looking out for my best interest. And so what I did was I called one of the men in my church who had volunteered to give me a ride anytime that I needed it. And I said, hey, in an hour, can you come and pick me up and take me to the radio station? And he was more than glad to do that. We need one another. And you know what? Whenever I am in a meeting, I set this as a goal at a meeting that I was in not too long ago. I said, I want to network. I want to build relationships with people that, and if you will allow me, this was kind of a selfish prayer. I wanted to network with people who were going to make me better. I in fact, when I go into a room, I don't go into the room to be speaking, unless I'm lined up to be the speaker. When I'm going into a room and building relationships, I'm looking for what they might have that they could speak into my life that is going to shape me and form me more into the image of God. And so I'm a receiver and I'm a giver, you know, and I try to earn the right to speak into someone's life. And so I'm constantly amazed when I hear people say, hey, we love to listen to you on the radio program. And I want to thank you for listening. But, this was never something that was in my initial plans of how God was going to use me. I never dawned on me until one day, you know, God in prayer said, you know, I want you to do a radio program. And then after that season passed, I thought that was over until about 3.5 years ago when someone from the radio station contacted me and said, hey, I heard you do a funeral, and would you consider coming onto the radio? And our board said, Pastor, we believe that God wants you to do this. And so I'm very thankful for the men. You know, I didn't make that decision on my own. I had men on my board, a lady on my board, and I went to them and I said, what do you think about this situation? And they said, we believe that God is in it. And they have been some of the most supportive. They have been some of the most encouraging people. And they're constantly saying, hey, Pastor, we believe in you. We believe that God is doing great things in you. And so they actually are very supportive of me becoming the best that I can be. I want you to be the best that you can be. But if we set ourselves as off limits, if we quarter off areas of our life where nobody knows about those, or we don't have someone that we can trust, that we can make ourselves transparent with and say, hey, can you help me in this area of my life? If we say, no, I can't do that, if we say I'm not teachable, then we're not going to grow. We're not going to grow. And we're not going to be as effective as we could be. I remember hearing a story a long, long time ago about a young man who was hired to cut down trees. And this was back before all of the technology. They have some really impressive technology on how they are able to harvest lumber nowadays. But back in those days, it was done with an axe. And so he went out that day, and they came up to him at the end of the day and said, wow, that was really impressive. We have never seen somebody cut down so many trees in one day. And he was all just full of himself and all real excited. And he went home and he said, well, that was nothing. Wait till you see what I do tomorrow. And he went out the next day and he worked even harder. He worked even longer, and he cut down fewer trees that day than he did before. And even more frustrated, he went out there the third day and he worked longer and he worked harder and he cut down even fewer trees. And finally, an experienced lumberjack walked up to this young man and said, son, do you mind if I ask you a question? And he said, no. And he said, how long has it been since you sharpened your axe? And guys, I know that society is telling us we got to work harder, we got to work longer, we got to work smarter. But I think what we really need is to be sharper. I think we need to spend more time in the presence of the Lord, where He will sharpen us and make us more effective. That we'll have a leading edge and a trailing edge, if you will. That God will cause us to be very, very effective. And one of the ways that he does that is through the Word of God, through the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the ways that He does that is by blessing us with other men in our life so that they can share with us their perspective. You know, one of my goals as a man is to not make some of the mistakes that I have seen other men make. And so I you know, if I can learn the lesson without having to go to the class, that makes me all the better. And but the way that takes place is by another man saying, hey, can I share with you some of my failures? See, we like to talk about our successes. You know what I have found? I have learned more valuable lessons in my failures than I have in my successes. Some, you know, winning covers over a multitude of sins. It's talked about in football. But I will tell you what, if you ever have a failure, you'll learn a lesson, and you will have a heart that you'll want to share that with men. One of the most fascinating things I think about in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man goes to hell and Lazarus goes to Abraham's bosom, is as soon as the rich man gets to hell and he finds out that there is no comfort that is coming for him there, he says, would you send Lazarus back to my brothers, to my family, so that they don't end up in this place of torment? You see, that man who had lived luxuriously and all for himself, all of a sudden, when he was face to face with an eternity separated from the goodness and the pleasures of God, he suddenly had the heart of an evangelist. Guys, he that wins souls is wise. I pray that whatever you're doing, you're getting into the Word, you're becoming a better man of the Word, you're allowing the Word to take hold in you, and you are walking in fulfillment of God's call and purpose. Rise up, O men of God. Rise up and find those people who can teach you, and you can instill into them the principles. Listen, our churches are filled with young people who don't have godly role models. They don't have godly male role models. And we need to stand in the gap. We need to fill that void so that they know this is what it means to be a man after God's own heart. I pray that you will be that man, and that this program helps make you a little bit better. I know that men are making me better. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.